Woke, a young poet's call to justice. I grew up in a house, in a family where my mother allowed me to talk back, she said, talk back. You really gonna let that boy talk back? Just know not to disrespect me. I'm still your mother, but know that no ain't just no. And if you want to talk back, but I ain't gonna hear you, unless you say it like you mean it. And to mean it, it don't mean it got to be said mean. I'm still your mother, remember that. You still a human, remember that. So stand up straight, lock your shoulders, open your chest, and say your human things so I can hear you cross the room, cross the world, over all this noise. Woke, a young poet's call to justice, is in book form exactly what my mother meant. It's a collection of proclamations, megaphoning to the young world that they are human and therefore have the right. I'd even go so far as to say the obligation to talk back, to speak up, to connect with the fortifying elements outside of them, as well as those that exist within. Mahogany L. Brown, Elizabeth Acevedo, and Olivia Gatwood are together beacon shining light on prejudice, resistance, self-acceptance, friendship, intersectionality, and inclusion. They are also serving as beacon builders. Each of the poems acting as blocks strengthening and heightening every young lighthouse that reads them. Nothing is heavy-handed here, because Brown, Acevedo, and Gatwood clearly understand that soft-handedness works better. Hugs, handshakes, the ladling of shared soup, hand claps, finger snaps, a wave goodbye, peace signs, fist in the air in solidarity, palms reaching up for what's clearly an attainable sky. Justice looks like many things. To my mother, to me, it was often the freedom to talk back, the freedom to own my voice. What Woke knows is that to the future poets, and by poets, I mean you, it will look like those things, and also much, much more. Jason Reynolds.